I have a motion, Mr. Wilson, second, Mr. Cole, to come out of executive session back into regular session. Any questions on the motion? Take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
Yes, motion carried. Mr. Moore, anything possible action on executive session items?
Yes, there was one matter that was discussed that does need action, and it would be appropriate to have a motion for the county to proceed with demolition of number 115 East Pine Street in Georgetown.
All right, I'll make that motion that the council instruct Mr. Lawson to pursue
forward.
That.
Okay. Have a motion. I need a second.
Second.
Second, Mrs. Deaver. Any question on a motion? Now we'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Mr. Cole.
Yes.
Mr. Phillips.
Yes.
Mr. Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes, motion carried. That was the only thing, Mr. Moore.
That is correct.
Okay. We will now go back to our public hearing. Mr. Moore.
Yes. If I just have a second, please.
Sure.
This is the time when County Council holds public hearings on zoning applications, which are legislative hearings, because the council uses that information obtained during the hearings to decide whether to adopt an ordinance to amend the comprehensive zoning map in the manner requested by the applicant. Each application will be announced. The director will review with the council the minutes and testimony from the planning zoning hearing, and those minutes will be made part of the record along with any exhibits introduced at the planning zoning hearing and any recommendation made by the commission. The applicant will be called on to present and explain their application and present reasons supporting their application. Council may question the applicant and their witnesses. After the applicant has presented their application, council will provide an opportunity for anyone else who favors the application to speak. After that, any persons who oppose or question the application will be allowed to state the reasons for the opposition or questions. After that, there will be no rebuttal by the applicant, and the hearing will be closed unless council decides to leave the record open for a specific purpose and time period. Further, the applicant will not be allowed to question persons who speak in opposition, and persons who speak in opposition will not be allowed to question the applicant or their witnesses. If you intend to speak, you're required to come to the front and stand at the speaker's stand and state your name and home address before you make a statement. If you represent or speak for a group or organization, please identify who you represent. When you make your statement, please be concise. Do not repeat yourself. If you have a written statement, hand it to Mr. Lank and it will be made part of the record. If there is more than one witness for the applicant or more than one person in opposition, please do not repeat points that a prior speaker has already stated. All persons in attendance should conduct themselves in an orderly fashion. No applause or other disruptive behavior is permitted. If you have a cell phone, pager, beep, or other telephonic device with you, please take the time now to turn it off or switch it to silent service. At the conclusion of the hearing on each application, council may either approve it, deny it, or defer it to a later date. If the Planning and Zoning Commission deferred action, council will do likewise. And we have one hearing that's scheduled at this time, and it's CU number 915. Mr. Lank?
Yes, this is the application of Michael Van Drunen to consider conditional use of land in AR1 Agriculture Residential District for a manufactured home installation business and related equipment storage. To be located on a certain parcel of land lying and being in Georgetown 100, Sussex County, on a parcel containing 3 acres more or less, lying southeast of Road 293, also known as Dodgetown Road, 1/4 mile southwest of Route 5. The Planning and Zoning Commission did hold a public hearing on this application on December 8th of 2011. For the benefit of council, I have provided the council with a report of the commission's record in the minutes so that commission meeting. We did receive comments from DelDOT. They advised that the current level of service A of Dodgetown Road will not change as a result of this application. We also received comments from the Sussex Conservation District. During the public hearing, or prior to the public hearing, we did receive a letter from, in opposition, from Michael and Kathy Slitter. We also received a short memo type letter from Robert Davis in opposition. In summary, the report shows what those comments were based on, some of those two people in opposition. Michael Van Drunen was present with James Whaler, attorney, with Steen Whaler and Shriver Fox LLC, and Cornelius Van Drunen, and they all gave testimony. Jason Brown was present and spoke in support of the application. Vince Lickman, an area resident and also owner of Evergreen Tree Service, was present and spoke in opposition. Mark White and Phil Watkins were both present in opposition. Mr. White presented the commission with a videotape. It's now in the possession of Mr. Robertson, so he can work it in with the trying to get it into a computer system so the commissioners can review it. The commission, at the conclusion of the public hearing, did defer action to allow the commission time, defer action for further consideration to allow the commission time to review the videotape. Commission doesn't meet again until next Thursday the 12th. I did receive one additional comment from an agency, being the Sussex County Engineering Department Utility Planning Division. They have advised us in a memorandum dated December 15th, 2011, that the project is not in a county operated or maintained sanitary sewer and or water district, that the site is located in the North Coastal Planning Area, that an on-site septic system is proposed, basically in use, that the project is not capable of being annexed into a county operated sanitary sewer district. Conformity to the North Coastal Planning Study or undertaking amendment will be required, that the proposed business and related equipment storage is not in an area where the county currently plans to provide sewer service, therefore a concept plan is not required. And that was signed by John J. Ashman, Director of Utility Planning. Sam. And that's all I have, unless you have questions.
Are there any questions from council?
And we'll have the opportunity to see that video, sure, right? We will have the opportunity to see it as well.
Mm-hmm. Okay. We're waiting for Mr. Robertson to advise on if he's got it worked out so the commissioners could review it.
And since we cannot take final action on this, this may be something we want to leave the record open at the end of the hearing for the sole purpose of seeing that video.
Mm-hmm.
Okay. If there's no question of counsel, is the applicant here or someone representing the applicant who'd like to come forward? Mr. Whaler, won't you come forward, please?
Good morning, Mr. President, members of the council, Mr. Lawson, Mr. Moore, and welcome back, Mr. Phillips. Good to see you. My name, for the record, is James Whaler. I'm with the law firm of Steen Whaler and Schrider Fox in Ocean View, Delaware, and our firm represents the applicant for number 1915, Michael Van Drunen. With me are Mr. Van Drunen, the applicant and president of Dutch Brothers, Inc., which is the operating business at the site, and also his father, Cornelius Butch Van Drunen, who operated a business on the adjoining parcel with which his son was employed for many years. The businesses on these two parcels actually go back to 1982. The parcel is approximately 3 acres in size, presently zoned AR1. It's in a residential district and with low density as per the comprehensive plan. The surrounding area contains agricultural, residential, and we submit commercial uses. In that regard, Mr. Van Drunen will be pointing out to you and referring to the assessment map in your files, the location of a car sales service established nearby, a landscaping contractor, and a nursery tree business. He will also discuss other commercial businesses in close proximity, that is within a mile, including a management business and a poultry processing plant. If the proposed conditional use is granted, then Mr. Van Drunen would like to continue the contracting electrical business that he has operated for the past 8 years, which was an offshoot of his father's business, which was operated for over 20 years. Such business would be limited to employees arriving 7 to 8 a.m. in the morning, leaving to go to their work site, returning at approximately 5 p.m. in the evening. That would be the extent of the business activity on the property during a given day. Trucks and equipment would be stored overnight and on weekends at the site for which we are seeking a conditional use. The Exhibit C, which has been submitted, does show a storage building where materials related to the business, such as electrical supplies and building materials, are presently stored. There are several dumpsters on site which have or will be covered, but because of comments received before the planning and zoning, Mr. Van Drunen will be phasing out these dumpsters and the dumpster carrier, and will be contracting for just one small dumpster to handle regular trash pickups. There are nearby residential uses, there's no doubt about that, but our client's business has coexisted, we contend, compatibly with those residential businesses for over 28 years. As you can see from the petition that was filed in the record before you, 16 of Mr. Van Drunen's neighbors in close proximity to his property have supported his application.
Thank you.
Mr.
This is in support here.
Sorry, Jim, I forgot.
We can do that.
Thank you. Mr. Van Drunen will address the concerns of the two neighbors who, to our knowledge, have filed formal objections to the requested conditional use. Again, although it's in a residential area, Mr. Van Drunen will discuss the increasing commercial uses he has observed, even in our poor economy. Mr. Van Drunen will also will tell you that his business has continued to grow and that he presently employs 12 individuals and does work both within the state and without the state, and he is optimistic that he can increase employment if he continues to generate work for his business. If the requested conditional use is granted, then our client will be able to consolidate his business at the site and deflect traffic from nearby overburdened roads. Our client has included pictures among the exhibits provided to you, which depict his electrical contracting business as it has been conducted for many years. He's agreeable, as one of the conditions, and in light of comments made before the Planning and Zoning Commission, to erect a 6-foot barrier fence around the business's storage and parking yard and to extensively landscape the perimeter of the driveways and the storage and parking areas. He's also agreeable to reasonable limits to his hours of operation, if necessary, to secure conditional use. The only concern he has in this regard is that he does do work out of state on occasion, and in fact recently, because of the local economy, he has sought out work, and some of his employees will be returning on occasion after 5 p.m. in the evening. He has found this necessary in order to keep his employees gainfully employed. As a result of his concerns, I prepared some proposed findings, but I've not placed anything in those proposed findings about a restrictions on the hours that his business would operate, though he does not expect it will operate other than as I've already stated to you. The socioeconomic benefits besides continuing an existing thriving business include the gross receipts tax that will be generated, the continued employment of 12 Sussex Countyans, possible further employment of individuals in the area, all of which will accrue to the benefit of Sussex County. Also, in this case, you'll not be really allowing a new business. You may be terminating an old business if you don't approve it, but there has been a business operated at that site in harmony with the neighborhood for many years. With respect to the two individuals who spoke in opposition, one, Mr. Wyatt, was confused and had some objections about overgrown shrubbery, which he thought was on the lot under consideration. Actually, that overgrown shrubbery is on Mr. Van Drunen Sr.'s lot to the west, and he has advised me he will be addressing that complaint. The other individual who spoke against the application, Mr. Watkins, objected to trash blowing out of the dumpsters and the claimed unsightliness of the storage and parking yard. Again, both of those concerns are being, have been or will be shortly addressed if the conditional use is granted by fencing, landscaping, temporary covering of the dumpsters, and then their ultimate phasing out. If you have any questions of me at this time, I'd be glad to answer them. Otherwise, I'd like to have Mr. Van Drunen speak to you and his father also about their business, how it's operated, and its long history.
Well, he's been in business for some time.
Correct.
What was the key issue with the complaint? What stirred the complaint?
Well, the complaint, as I understand it, seemed to be that the business location was unsightly, that the people thought they were in a residential neighborhood, mm-hmm. that trucks would come and go to the property, and that some trash blew over the property. And I believe in the letter that submitted, one complainant said that there was in evidence some rodents in the trash. Though my clients will testify they have never observed such condition.
So how long has he been in business there?
Mr. Van Drunen, Jr., Michael Van Drunen, mm-hmm. has been in business with his electrical contracting. It started off as a mobile home mm-hmm. Location business, but includes more than that for approximately 8 years. And his mm-hmm. father, on the adjoining lot for 20 years, it was conducted by his father. And then when the son sort of took over the business, it sort of moved next door to his son's lot. But it's been conducted from those two lots mm-hmm. for 28 years.
Mm-hmm.
And as I said, I think it's rather extraordinary that you can go out today and find 16 of your neighbors in close proximity, all of whom would sign a petition supporting your business in their residential neighborhood. And I think that really attests to what good neighbors overall my clients have been. And they're very sensitive to that, and they're willing, as I said, to address these other concerns.
Mr. Wheeler, why don't you have him come up and testify?
Okay. Michael, would you come up, please? Before I have him testify, you've heard my remarks, Michael. Are they true and correct to the best of your knowledge?
Yes.
And do you incorporate them as part of your testimony?
Yes.
Okay. If you'd go ahead to please describe your business, how it's conducted, what your plans are for the future, and the history of your business.
Hello. My name is Michael Van Drunen. I live at 20077 Dottown Road, Harbison, Delaware, 19951. I've been working with my father there since I was a little kid, where he lives right next to my property. And as I got older, I was able to start my electrical company and start Dutch Brothers, and which said my father is at the age where he's retiring, so I took over full control of the company. We've done a lot to improve our area to try to make it more presentable to our neighbors once this came up and we realized that they weren't happy, and we tried to do everything we can to make them happy. The one complainant, Mark, lives next door to my father. The areas that he was complaining that he videotaped, I was addressed the very next day. Once he brought to my attention, I addressed it, and since then, he's been extremely happy and coming over chit-chatting quite a bit. I do have a lot of work. I struggle around here to find enough work to keep my guys busy, so I've been going to out of state to do work, in which so I have guys who occasionally when they're going out of state, they may come in a little bit earlier on Monday, leave, and not come back till Friday. And sometimes even then they come back 6-7 o'clock at night. And I'm wanting to do a lot of things to try to make the neighborhood better looking and more presentable to my neighbors. So that's why we'd like to, if we get the continued use permit, we would like to put a fence up with some trees and stuff, even to cover the fence to make it look more presentable, like it's not even there. I walked up down the road, a quarter mile each way of my house, in which I went to the neighbors' houses that were home, and presented them with that petition, and every one of them was more than happy to sign it, and they had no complaints, no questions whatsoever. I mean, some of them were the ones I've never met before, and just by knocking on our door. And
okay, does council have any questions?
So you do have some old mobile homes on the property now?
No.
You don't?
I've never had a mobile home on property.
This report is saying that they complained of that.
The only house that we've ever brought on my property is a modular home, which I'm currently living in to this day.
Mm-hmm. Okay. And what else? Guys? Fine, go ahead, Ben. That's fine. Thank you. Okay.
Any other questions of this witness, the applicant? If not, Mr. Wheeler, do you have anyone else that you would like to call on to testify?
Yes, I would like to call Mr. Van Drunen's father, Cornelius Van Drunen, just to verify the length of his business, and he's still involved also in the business. And at the same time, I'd like to hand to the clerk of the council my proposed findings for your consideration.
My name is Cornelius Van Drunen, Jr., excuse me. I live at 20107 Dodgetown Road, which is the 5 acres parcel beside my son's Michael. I moved out there approximately 30 years ago, went in business for myself, doing mobile home setups. It was just myself and my sons. Then we gradually had a couple employees and dropped them, et cetera. And then as the boys got older, I turned it over to Michael as a business, and didn't realize we had to have a conditional use permit. We always thought we were just a home-based business. Otherwise, we'd done this a long time ago. I never even heard of it before. But a lot of the complaints on that letter from Mr. Slitter was addressed to my piece of property behind my place. We have, I had my 5 acres plotted off into two parcels behind it. And we started putting a road in for my oldest son. He's going to build a house in. And we started stacking the topsoil up, because you got to pull topsoil out before you start a base road. And we're going to use the topsoil to backfill around the foundation of the house. That's that there. And mobile home-wise, we never have destroyed mobile homes there. Mm-hmm. We can't even bring a mobile home on the lot. Can't even get a tractor trailer in on our property.
I wouldn't think so. It seems like it. Yeah, it wouldn't.
Yeah, you can't even get off the road. Mm-hmm. Tractor trailer, if they deliver something to us, they have to stop on the road to undo it. Mm-hmm. But when I first moved out there, I was the only one out there. And as people moved in,
they came in later.
Yeah, mm-hmm. We was the first ones out there on that property. It was a dirt road at the time. And I think the smallest property is like a 2 acre partial. Most of them are 5 acre partials. So everybody kind of spread out a good bit.
But your deed does not have restrictions on it. Is that correct?
My head's stuffed up. Everything sounds an echo to me.
Does your deed have restrictions on it that say that you can't conduct this business? So I'm reading something here about deeds, about restrictions in the neighborhood. The Schlitters have their own restrictions. Is that all together? Are you in the same neighborhood or same subdivision that they're in? Mike Schlitter.
The Schlitters, I believe, live across the road.
I know. It's a terrible system. Yeah. We need to improve it. I'll vote for that. Okay. The Schlitters are saying that their residence has restrictions.
They might. I bought my property from... I'll explain that.
Okay.
Deed restrictions.
I bought mine from Ronald Moore, mm-hmm. and the only restrictions on our property... And it was verified at the other zoning. We have no swines, hogs, or commercial chicken houses. That mm-hmm. was it. That was the only restrictions. They brought theirs from Everett Moore, and Everett Moore put more restrictions.
That Everett
no,
Moore?
No, I think it's your cousin.
What's those Moores?
We just wanted to make sure.
Yeah, sorry, not this Everett Moore.
Didn't want to reflect on that man at the end.
I think it's an uncle, isn't it?
Everett would be my father. I believe they bought it from my uncle, yeah. Carlton and Ronald. Just for disclosure, it's my brother.
That's where people get mixed up, because there's one more soil on this right. side and one more soil on that side.
I'm fine. Thank you.
Mm-hmm. Are there any other questions from counsel of this witness? If not, Mr. Wheeler, do you have other witnesses?
No other witnesses, Mr. Moore.
Okay, thank you. Is there anyone here that would like to speak in favor of this application? Yes, sir. Come forward and give us your name and address, please.
Good afternoon. My name is Mark Farrow, and I live at 20187 Dodgetown Road. And we've been there 9 years, my wife and I. And, I just really got to meet these folks a week or so ago, and we've always considered them considerate. They've, you know, I had a small business myself, and they'd always wait when their trucks to come out. They wouldn't pull out in front of you. They're always quiet. They just always impressed us as a hard-working family that hasn't bothered us a bit. And now that I've gotten to know them, I think they're good folks, and I have no problem with their business being on the road.
Okay. Do you think with some fencing and some shrubs that it might be very much improved? Do you think that's that's called for?
Mm-hmm. They've already done some things that are extremely noticeable. My wife and I, every time we go by now, we look, and it's really become evident that they've just rearranged things and with a little bit more landscaping, it's not offensive to anyone, I wouldn't think.
Okay, thank you.
Thank you. Is there anyone else that would like to speak in favor of this application? Anyone else in favor? Seeing no one else, is there anyone here that would like to speak in opposition to this application? Anyone here today in opposition to this application? Seeing none, at this point, Mr. President, the public hearing would be closed. As we indicated before, the council may opt to keep the record open for purposes of seeing the videotape, and we cannot take action on this matter today because planning and zoning had deferred.
Okay.
So the motion would be to defer in order to see the, well, we have to because planning and zoning, leave the record open.
Yes.
For the purpose
of viewing the video.
Viewing the videotape. I'll make that motion.
Mm-hmm.
Have a motion and a second to defer and leave the public record open for council for the purpose of viewing the video that's been provided to planning and zoning.
Right.
Any questions of council? Mm-mm. Take the vote. Mrs. Deaver?
Yes.
Mr. Cole?
Yes.
Mr. Phillips?
Yes.
Mr. Wilson?
Yes.
I vote yes. Motion carried.
Okay, thank you.
Entertain a motion to adjourn.
So moved.
Motion, Mr. Cole. Second, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Motion to adjourn. Any questions?
No.
We'll take the vote, Mrs. Deaver.
Yes.
Cole.
Yes.
Phillips.
Yes.
Wilson.
Yes.
I vote yes. We are adjourned.
Congratulations.